Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers with your host, Peggy Smedley.
Welcome back. This is ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. I'm your host, Peggy Smedley. Our next guest has more than 20 years of experience in the design and control of complex robotic and hydraulic systems. Please welcome Lonnie Love, Corporate Fellow of the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. Lonnie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Lonnie, we're delighted to have you. So before we even get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Oak Ridge National Laboratory?
Okay, so Oak Ridge was founded during the Manhattan Project. About 60 cents of every dollar spent on the Manhattan Project was worked with in Oak Ridge. We're a science lab, materials lab, and about 5 years ago, we opened a new facility that's focused primarily on additive manufacturing and really trying to take a lot of the basic science tools that we have at Oak Ridge and help transition it out into industry, doing things much like we're going to be doing it at ConExpo.
So someone's listening, and I'm a construction company, and I'm going, okay, how does additive manufacturing impact construction? So let's walk us through. I'm a general contractor.
It's changing very rapidly.
Exactly.
I would say about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I'd say, you know, not much you can do with it because most of the machines are small. They make small things that are usually pretty expensive and very slow, which is just the opposite of the construction industry. But where the technology is going is you can make big things very rapidly and very inexpensively. Everything from looking at like very complex hydraulic systems, you know, when you start looking at manifolds, heat exchangers, to now we're starting to look at much larger things like the boom and the stick on an excavator, the cab of an excavator, the teeth, you just name it. It's really radically changing, and that's one of the reasons we're really excited about ConExpo is we'll have some systems on demonstration where the engineers and technicians can come up, watch it, and let their imagination go on what they think they could do with it.
So give us some idea of what the project or what you're going to have on display, if you can. You're going to be in the tech experience. Where are you going to be?
Yeah, so we'll be in the heart of the tech experience area. Actually, near the back, we'll have an area set up with two fairly large printers. They're one of them will be printing out parts that are about anywhere from 6 to 7 feet wide, 13, 14 feet long, about 6 feet tall. Or 3 feet tall at a rate of about 100 pounds an hour. Those will be composites, carbon fiber reinforced plastic. That's what we made the cab out of. And then you'll see a steel system. It's a partnership we have with Wolf Robotics. The composite system is a partnership we have with Cincinnati Incorporated. The Wolf Robotics system will be growing big steel parts, and yet to be determined what will be growing on site. But you know, it's a real exciting time. We'll also have an excavator that will have a printed boom or printed stick. We're printing out the bucket right now. It'll have a printed cab as well as a heat exchanger. So you'll see different elements of where 3D printing is going and how it can factor into the construction industry.
And that's what's amazing, to the idea that you can print an excavator, the idea that you can do the bucket, you know, that all of these things can be done a few years ago was unimaginable, right? To think about what we're
Absolutely.
Able to do.
And what's really exciting, I've explained to people that I think that this industry, the additive industry, is almost like clay right now. It can be formed and shaped in however we think it needs to be formed and shaped in terms of, what are those high-value items that we need to make systems for the construction industry? What size, what rate, what costs should we be targeting? Because it's changing so rapidly, and to me, the construction industry is a perfect example. It's a perfect industry for this technology because you don't make millions of something. Usually the numbers are in the hundreds to thousands. that's really the sweet spot of additive, is that low volume, highly complex structures. That's where 3D printing is really powerful.
And that's what's amazing when we talk about 3D printing, because I think what's interesting, when we hear the term 3D printing, we don't necessarily quickly associate, we think about designs. We're not necessarily thinking we're going to make a boom in construction,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. And
we think about the design on the architectural side.
What's exciting is that, to me, there's a couple of very specific advantages of additive where that you really need to understand it, and if you understand it, you don't want to use it for something that's really not good at. And again, if you're looking at mass production, I would lean away from it. But if you're looking at something fairly complex and looking at the design, how can you make it better with additive? On the stick, on the excavator, we'll have integrated hydraulic lines. So there's not going to be any hoses. All the hydraulics are integrated directly into the structure. You can start to look at what are things you could do that would typically be almost impossible with traditional manufacturing, but become quite easy with additive.
So when you look at that and you talk about that, how will that change the way things are produced going forward? Because you're now creating and you're showing, you know, the hydraulics and the structure, you're showing things differently. Will that change the way other pieces of equipment are produced and created going forward? Are you setting the trend, or, you know, because you talked about you don't make millions, you make thousands. Will this be the way we think about the way things are produced and created going forward from additives?
I think so. And I think, you know, like some people will come in and say, well, is this going to eliminate all the other types of manufacturing? The answer is resoundingly no. You still, when you start looking at something fairly simple, you'll use your conventional processes. But when you start looking, when I look at an excavator, there are certain areas where I can, where you can start to think, hey, look, if we have this ability to 3D print, can we do it better with this process? And, for example, we had Volvo Construction in, and we have a lot of the construction industry come into this facility. And I would tell your listeners, they're all welcome to come here. We're a very open facility. Just give us a call. But we had Volvo come in, and they said, you know, every part number that they have on their equipment costs them quite a bit just to maintain that inventory. And what they were interested in was what's called part count consolidation, which is, can you take 10 parts and combine them into one part through a 3D printing so that now you have... You've now just reduced your inventory, the number of parts in your inventory, by an order of magnitude. That's easy to do with additive. That's one of the real strengths, is you can make things that are much more complex. You can take an assembly and make it as one piece. You can make things lighter, and it's funny. You think in the construction industry, the last thing you want is something light. You're moving massive amounts of dirt or gravel. Well, if you can make that boom, stick, and bucket lighter, that's less power you need from your hydraulic power unit, or it's more dirt you can move, and that's where the money is. So really starting to think about where the technology is going and where it can have a big impact on your products, that to me is, and also on your business. Again, this idea of radically changing your inventory, the construction industry is a tough one because you guys make things that last too long. The automotive industry, you don't see many cars driving around on the highway that are over 10 years old, but if you look at a construction site, you'll see equipment that's 30, 40, 50 years old, and that means you have to maintain that inventory for 40, 50 years. So really thinking differently about the industry and what this technology can enable is really our whole mission.
So you raise a very good point, Lonnie. So how will this impact the way construction thinks about how long they'll keep a piece of equipment going forward? Will that change that mindset where they won't want to keep a piece of equipment 30, 40, 50 years? I mean, is that mindset going to change now as well?
Great question. I don't know. I think the nice thing is that you now can be fearless about having a piece of equipment that's real old. In terms of, you can reverse engineer and print out a part that would be typically, you'd have to have a casting, You'd have to have the, all of the tooling for that casting. You'd have to maintain it all that time. What I'm saying is potentially eliminate that need. You basically could just have a CAD file of the part and print it out. Or if you've got a part that you need to replicate, you 3D scan it, print it, and you're done. I can't remember whether it was John Deere or somebody was in, and they had a lever that went on it was like a 1952 tractor, and it was made by casting, and to replace it, they had to redo all the tooling, and it became very, very expensive, but they want to maintain their, you know, that's having something very reliable is critical to this industry. And so rather than having to redo all the tooling, we just directly printed out the part.
Well, Lonnie, I have to tell you, it'll be exciting. Again, where can our listeners go to see you at the expo in a couple of weeks? Because they got to see this in person. It sounds too exciting to want to miss.
And I'd love to talk to them. So we'll be at the pavilion where they have all this set up, this tech experience. And we'll be all throughout. You'll probably see us by the printers in the back, but there will also be the excavator that we printed out a lot of the parts on. It'll actually be operational, so people can go up and look at it up close and personal.
All right, Lonnie, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you in a couple of weeks at the ConExpo ConAg. Thank you again.
Really looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
All right, listeners, stick around. We've got more to come right here at ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. If it's new, it's here.
Come join over 130,000 construction industry professionals in March 2017. ConExpo ConAg 2017 is North America's largest construction show. Explore over 2.5 million square feet and imagine what's next with over 2,500 exhibitors. Get the details at conexpoconag.com/future and join us as we take this to the next level.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. Improve your business and your life with useful information from experts and thought leaders. WS Radio is radio with ROI.
You take your smartphone almost everywhere you go. Now WSRadio.com can be there too. Search WS Radio in the Play Store for your Android devices or iTunes for Apple and download the WS Radio application. WSRadio.com, on your phone and in your ear everywhere you go. Download the WS Radio application. Do it now. It's very easy. WSRadio.com.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of America's economy. Every Thursday, SBA Radio interviews industry professionals and is dedicated to provide small businesses with timely insights and innovations. Visit www.sbaradio.us for details.
Hi, Scale listener. This is David Finkel, co-host with Jeff Hoffman of Scale Your Business. I wanted to let you know that our newest book, Scale, was just released and to encourage you to get your copy. The book will give you 7 proven principles to grow your business and get your life back. If you've ever wanted to grow your business, but held yourself back from fear that it would take over your life, then we urge you to get your copy of Scale today. It'll give you a proven roadmap for rapidly growing your business while also gaining more personal freedom. Scale will help you work less by getting your business to produce more. Scale is for every entrepreneur. Whoever wondered if they really own their business or if their business owns them, get your copy online or at your local bookseller. For more information, visit us online at scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com. That's scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com.
Imagine what's next for the future of the construction industry. 3D printing, robotics, roadways that heal, autonomous vehicles, holograms, augmented reality. Step into the new tech experience at ConExpo ConAg and revolutionize how you think about infrastructure, the future job site, and the skills needed for tomorrow's workforce. Just one part of North America's largest construction show. Attend ConExpo ConAg March 7th through 11th in Las Vegas. If it's new, it's here.